Why do you got a reconsideration coming?
Well, we've got all the red cards, you can stamp it, am I?
Transportation meeting of, February 24th coming to, come to order. Present today is Representative Szymanski, Representative Davis, Representative Blocker, Representative Phillips, Representative Boud, and Representative Miller, acting chairman. Today we're gonna take up, Committee Substitute House Bill 98, which is an act making special appropriation to Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for design of a four-lane highway from the south end of Crittenden Flats to the Palmer-Wasilla Junction and providing for an effective date. And we have three people here. Mr. Sparks, Warren Sparks from Department of DOT is here to testify. Take the chair, give us your name, department.
Morning, Chairman. My name is Warren Sparks, Director of Planning in the Southeast Region for, Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. Normally John Bates would have appeared for this meeting to, discuss the bill with you. He had a conflicting meeting and asked if I would come up and explain some substitute language that we have for you on the bill.
Go ahead.
I believe everybody in their packet has a copy of some substitute language, for House Bill 98, which provides, authorization for the Department of Transportation to, the way that it's worded here is appropriates a sum of $3 million.
No, no, Randy, excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
What?
He almost got rotten coffee.
I'll get the rotten coffee.
Go ahead, Mr. Sparks.
Appropriates the Department of Transportation $3 million, of which, $240,000 of it is from the general fund, and $2,760,000 of it is an authorization for us to receive and expend federal receipts. And that is an estimate of, for completion of the preliminary engineering phase of the project.
Thank you.
Is there any questions of Mr. Sparks? Representative Phillips?
Warren, this is not the complete price tag for the whole project, just startup.
No, this would be for the preliminary engineering of the project.
And design. Okay, another thing here I wanna make clear here, you know, for the record anyway, when it says Palmer-Wasilla Junction, that means, could also mean the part of highway cutoff. Is that correct? I mean, just for the record.
That is correct. My staff has checked it with DOT, and they know exactly where we're talking about.
Right.
But I'm just writing parks in there. Just that is the intent of this committee, that it be that parks, highway, Wasilla, Palmer.
Any other questions? I have one from Representative Boud.
I'm sorry, I haven't looked all the way through this. How many miles is that, sir?
8.5 miles.
8.5 miles and $41 million. Including design. That's roughly $5 million per road, isn't it?
Per mile. I believe a fiscal note that we submitted on the project indicated that the construction of it would be in using a 10% inflation rate, we estimated it would go to construction in 87 at a cost of about $60 million total.
And $60 million, no. May I follow up, Mr. Chairman? I guess maybe it just kind of bothers me just a little bit in that we have a road there. What are we going to do? We're going to open that up to probably a lane on either side of the road that we've got now, right? Probably that's what we're going to expand it to, a four-lane highway, right?
have to apologize in that I haven't been completely briefed on this project, but I assume that the design will be a continuation of the current design standards for the Glen Highway, which would be completely divided highway.
We're only talking 8 miles, though.
That's right.
So what we're going to do is widen out that road to 4 lanes for 8 miles over this one particular area, from the Eklutna Flats to Palmer Wasilla Junction. Is that what we're really talking about?
That's correct. I believe you're actually talking about building a new two-lane highway parallel to the existing one, more so than just considering widening the existing one.
And we have two bills here. One is House Bill 98 and another House Bill 98. What are we talking about?
This should be a committee substitute.
Oh, so we're working with the committee substitute now versus the House Bill 98?
Yes.
Thank you.
Representative Davis.
Thank you. It isn't actually a road, but it's a lot of that 8 miles is actually a bridge. Is that correct? So that's probably what pushes the cost for your way up.
A bridge.
A bridge, you know, over the river. It's not just the road. It's an actual bridge going across the river. And those Eklutna Flats, I'm pretty sure that's what. So it's a bridge and a. And that highway sitting on top of the Eklutna Flats, that's why it's so expensive.
Wetlands.
This road. Yeah. 8 miles of road, that's why it's. And the road into Hollywood costs a lot of money.
What is the price of the bridge?
Chairman, I don't have it broke out. I do know that there are two bridges with a total length of bridge construction of some 4,500 feet to cross the drainages in that area.
Nick and Matt Huska. Any further questions for Mr. Sparks? I can also represent the permanent here. I have a question. Originally, the design work was scheduled for $400,000, now it's $3 million. Could you explain the difference?
Apologize, I wasn't involved in the estimate on the first preliminary engineering. Our costs usually run about 6% for engineering. So at an estimate of the $60 million, our figure would normally be for planning purposes about $3.5 million in engineering.
I was just going to say that when we first discussed this and had the bill before us and decided as a committee to reduce the scope of effort, we had our committee aide telling us his best judgment on what it would cost for design. We had the original input from DOT where we had made telephone contact, which was even a different figure, but much less than the one that was given to us here at this table by a representative of DOT. So I guess at this point, being I'm the original sponsor of the bill, I certainly hope they don't intend to spend $1 more than is necessary to design this road, but I would not want to appropriate less money than what would be necessary, and because of that, have to come back a second year. So I guess I just have to say that I have to trust this agency to get the design done as cheaply as possible, and if funds are left over, then that would be appropriated towards the construction.
Further questions of Mrs. Parks? Representative Luke.
Through the chair to Representative Locker. Do you really anticipate the population to go from 24,000 to 34,000 people in 87?
It's already 27,000. Did you see what happened in the last year? There were over 1,000 homes built in the Matsuburo in this last year, and most of those 1,000 people drive back and forth to Anchorage every day to go to work. I certainly do.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I feel like I'm not sure I have enough information. I'm certainly for this, but I've got a lot of questions in my mind about the actual cost of this thing. So far, with all due respect, sir, DOT is not coming up with the answers that I think we should need to make an intelligent decision on this. With the expanded costs and so on, it just kind of bothers me that we should have someone from, again, sir, please forgive me, someone that's very familiar with the project in order to be able to give us that information. Now, I don't know whether I should ask for that or not.
We have a couple other people from the department that may be able to enlighten us.
Oh, I see.
Mr. Chairman, being Mr. Booth made those statements through the chair to the sponsor, I would like to respond in the same manner. First of all, Mr. Booth, we had a very long committee meeting on this bill, and we had input from DOT, but this was not their project. This in no way had their support. They intended many years down the road to do this. It was not even in their six-year plan. This is something that the representatives in the area have initiated. So if you're not getting enough information from DOT, it's understandable. What we would be doing by appropriating this money would be kind of forcing their hand years in advance. And at this committee meeting that lasted quite a while, there was a consensus of the committee members at that time that without anyone signing off on anything, that they could support and truly supported the building of this highway in a systematic manner rather than appropriating $47 million or $60 million or whatever it was that people gave as a figure, that we would appropriate funds for design at immediately so that they could go to work on it this summer. And I guess I just have to tell you that at that time, I thought you were here, but I remember that you did step out several times, that I had the feeling that when this came back to this committee, that it would move out. And I'm a little concerned now about dragging it out any further. There is a companion bill in the Senate. It is already past finance and scheduled for rules. And so I would just hope that if we do drag it out, that you would get up to speed as soon as possible.
Well, let me see. Maybe I guess I must miss the same meetings with Mitch or something, because I get the feeling I don't quite have a full grasp of the scope of the project. And what I mean by that is that I understand they want to go with a divided highway construction. It's probably, if that's true on both lanes, and you're talking about two bridges in some areas. I guess I'm not too sure whether or not I'm satisfied that if I walked away from here today, I'd know what the hell I'm talking about with regard to the entire scope of the project. Somebody walked up to me and said, what'd you guys pass out of committee as far as what's going to be constructed down there? What is the scope, but does it meet the intent of what we'd like to see in the way of a project to provide the services, the transportation corridor and services to the people down there? I guess if right now I have visualized an extension of the four lanes or the two separated lanes, just similar to what runs through Eagle River and Chugach, and it runs all the way to continue that running it all the way down to the cutoff,
exactly.
If that's what I hear you say. But what I also wonder is whether or not that isn't, and I'm not a design engineer, but I sometimes wonder whether or not that isn't designed that way because of the characteristics of the communities that it's running through there. Eagle River, Clooney, you've got to do underpasses and overpasses and on and off ramps and a lot of other characteristics. Whereas from where it's picking up and going to, it's just going to be a transportation corridor. In other words, there's no getting on, getting off at routine, very, very little. The only interchange is going to be down there where it dumps off of the Parks Highway at the end. So it makes me wonder whether or not there isn't a way, if they went out and did some preliminary engineering, or at least got some of the dreamers over there in the design thing to tell us a little more about it. But I don't know whether or not you guys really can tell us more about it right now until you have a chance to look at it with me. And I somewhat feel a little bit like Mitch does, but I don't know.
I would just like to say that if you notice the bill, it actually appropriates $3,000,000, $240,000 out of the general fund to build a four-lane highway. Until we have the design and the plan, we don't know. Some of your statements are valid. Certainly, this agency would look at how to best build this road so that it would only meet the needs of the population for the next 20 years or 10 years. But I really, at this point, I think we might be looking for something that's not available, especially because this was not in their dream scheme. They haven't been working on it. They really didn't have any plans to build this road for a long time.
Well, I had a couple of questions here, and that it's too bad Steve's not here. I don't know where he's at.
Yeah, Steve's been out ill. I've been working on this bill.
Okay, well, remember our last meeting, we had a discussion that he was going to check with DOT when they originally designed the road. I'm sure the road was built in 65, something like that.
67.
Was it 64?
Well,
okay. But I remember being open around 66.
Right, right.
And that he was going to go back and check with the plan and design, figure out how much it cost at that time, and then throw in an inflation factor or whatever, the cost of materials, and get a cost. And I was just wondering, is that these figures here, or is it figures from DOT?
Okay, I believe Mr. Weeks is the one that has provided us with the figures here now. All I did as far as the researching through Mr. Sankson, right, he told me how to do it. I called and tried to find if there had already been a design already done or a planning,
mm-hmm.
or if it had ever been programmed in since 64. The University of Fairbanks and Central Region of DOT, they don't have a design to expand it to four lanes. So then he might have to start from scratch then. We had to go to DOT and ask them alternative ways to fund this project. And then Steve and Representative Cato felt that perhaps it would be in the state's best interest to go with the phase funding, which
mm-hmm.
is the language we have in the committee substitute today.
Okay,
it was Mr. Weeks, I believe. I don't know. Oh. Mr. Sparks.
Okay, well, when he shows up, we can ask him. Yeah, I have a couple of.
Okay, Mr. Sparks, I think we'd like to respond to.
Mr. Chairman, if I can respond to most of the general comments
yes.
that are going on
please.
Here at the table. If you look at the analysis on the fiscal note, you'll see that we did check the job out very thoroughly to know which lanes we're going to have, exactly how many feet of bridge have to be built, how much of the existing roadway requires resurfacing as well. And our current estimate in FY83 dollars, if we were going to contract right now, is $38,479,000. The figure of moving it up to $60 million is based on by the time you start the design, get through all the required permits, and finally go to contract, that we estimated an 87 construction and 10% inflation rate is where the figure comes of $60 million. The route is an interstate route. The standards we have to meet on it are fairly fixed. They're not particularly arbitrary, and we do use a 20-year design standard on new construction like that.
Representative Phelps.
Well, also, you know, to support Barbara in what her efforts too, because you know her constituency, when they drive to Anchorage, they have to go through my territory, and I know that when we had to redact Eagle River Bridge last summer, I got figures from DOT, and I asked them of that traffic, what comes out of Eagle River alone, excluding Peter Street and Chugiak, and it's at 40% just from Eagle River alone. So that leaves about 60% of the traffic coming from either Palmer, Wasilla, Chugiak, or Peters Creek. I have no idea what percentage comes out of Palmer and Wasilla, but I imagine maybe about 30%. And we're talking about, I think, 20 to 25,000 cars one way coming in, you know, crossing the bridge. So there is a tremendous amount of pressure on the road itself. And I know when I go to work at 8 o'clock in the morning getting off the ramp on Eagle River, here comes the Palmer Wasilla people, and they get angry at us because we're slowing it up a little bit. But I do know that there's a real need for it, expanding the road from the Gluten Flats area to Parks Highway. cutoff to two more lanes. Representative Davis.
Well, I think I lost what I was going to say. Don't tell me to go.
Representative Booth.
It's a common practice to appropriate the full amount when the federal government is there. Highway funds are going to come in on it. In other words, we're appropriating $3 million from our general fund.
No, we're not.
Can I finish my question, please? And $2,760,000 is from the federal receipts for the design from the federal government. Do we advance that and then pick it up from the federal government? Is that the way we normally handle it? What happens then, if I may change the subject, and what happens when we build the four lane all the way through across the bridges, the three bridges, and up into the Glen and Parks Junction? We've got these how many thousands of cars going up in there. Will we not have a jug up here? Is there anything doing here to run off on two roads with all these people? Again, maybe it'll take some of them off the old Glen, possibly. But are we not just extending the problem from here to here, in your opinion?
Mr. Chairman, I'm afraid that I haven't been involved in the analysis.
Since I live there, I can tell you that probably 35 to 40% of the people take off to the right towards Palmer when they get to that junction. And the rest of them then, the bigger share, goes on through Wasilla, Big Lake. So you take off a big pressure at that junction by going the other way. So we do not feel, we think that there will come a day that that road will have to go all the way through Wasilla. And now there's already plans for four lanes right through the city. But for now, and probably the next 8 to 10 years, it would take most of the pressure off. And that is a very dangerous piece of road because of the high winds and moose population. We feel that that would solve most of our major highway problems for a while, other than getting through Wasilla, and that's already part of their program for the next few years.
Representative Davis.
Well, what earlier testimony, I'm not sure if some of the representatives were here on that, but what was said was by the department was that they felt that it was a good road. The road itself was good. In fact, it was dangerous. It was been noted. But they said the road itself was good, and they felt that there was other areas in the state that needed the attention rather than this particular area. And it was brought up by a representative from Wasilla that this was also an important area, an area that was used by many people and was dangerous, an area that needed attention. That was some earlier testimony that you may or may not have heard.
To add to that, that was the reason for it not being in their six-year plan.
Right.
That there were just more pressing needs in the state, and of course that was a matter of their opinion. I feel that when you have that many thousand people traveling a highway, then their safety is a pressing need, even though it would be nice to build a road for someone where there isn't one. And I wouldn't ever want to have to think that the urban areas have to compete for the dollar with the bush areas, but we do have to look at the safety of our people and the amount of people that use the road. We're talking about thousands every day, and with the Mat-Su borough not having an economy other than what they bring back from Anchorage, and Anchorage not having a place to live other than the Mat-Su borough, it's just something that we have to address, and we have to do it quickly. As it is, this road won't be built for years.
Representative Samansky.
I guess it's a clarification point. Maybe you can help me through the chair to the sponsor. The language says four design or four lane, and we touched on it a little earlier. If it costs less than that, then we have to go through a reappropriation. Can we, or is it possible to say design, construct, and that way it goes automatically to what's left over would go automatically to construction, so you don't have to go through that?
I don't know that.
Representative Kellogg. In the past, if you had any monies left over in the project, let's say if we had some, we pass this bill this year, and they come up with, meaning DOT comes up with the plan and design by next year, and they say, oh, by the way, we got about $250,000 left, and correct me if I'm wrong, we can, that, those funds are left for that project, you can reappropriate and use it for this project or any other project, but it has to be, you know, through a bill, through the legislature. And we have one of these all-encompassing bills that says about reappropriation. So if you had like $250,000 left in this project and Barbara felt that the funds are there, she could, when this reappropriation bills comes, you know, and everybody's involved in the legislature, and that she feels that this money should be put towards the construction, she can put it in that bill with a letter of intent. But am I right or wrong on that?
Mr. Chairman, there's two processes. Either the funds can be reappropriated to the project, or upon the completion of the design phase of this project, the department would feel much more comfortable in telling you what they thought the estimated cost was, because this is just a guess right now. Mm-hmm. And when we came back and assumed the legislature passed this bill and it became an appropriation to the department, we would proceed with the design, and we would come back and tell the legislature what we thought it cost, and we would ask for that appropriation. Whatever remaining from the previous appropriations for the design would be lapsed either back into the general fund for the general fund part, and the funds just would not be drawn from the federal appropriations that we received.
In the event that the $3 million is approved for the design, then we've got to go back in again for another $39 million. How much of that will be federal funds?
95.5.
Mr. Chairman, the current match ratio is approximately about 95% federal funds to 5% state funds. There are a certain amount of incidentals in every federal funded project that does usually force that match ratio in the total more up into the 7 to 9%.
So let me follow up. So that we're taking $3 million based on the $60 million figure for design, and we really don't know what it's costing us yet, right? In other words, what I'm getting from Representative Blocker is that we're doing this to trigger DOT to think about this thing. Still, we're going to appropriate $3 million for it. Is that what I'm getting out of this? We're just using it as a trigger to get them to think about doing it, because they haven't done anything about it. And the $3 million is based on $60 million, not on the design of it. We're only using the $60 million as a figure that it's going to take a percentage of that for the design, not to the actual design itself. Is that anywhere near right?
Mr. Chairman, at the beginning, at the conceptual part of a project, the only thing that we have to go on is historical performances of the department estimating preliminary engineering costs. In this particular project that we're discussing, we're crossing a considerable amount of wetlands, a considerable amount of materials where, at this point, there's no way that we can estimate to the dollars and cents what it's going to cost in preliminary engineering. So as a planning figure, which usually works out pretty good for the department, we use about 5-6% of what we estimate the construction cost to be as a preliminary engineering cost. Sometimes we underrun it, sometimes we overrun it.
Yeah, I would like to add to that in the meeting where this was discussed and our plan of attack, so to speak, by this committee was put together, it was our plan to, by appropriating these funds, actually move DOT about 2 years ahead in their planning, and then try and get them to put it in their six-year plan so that overall construction would be starting earlier. No one questions that it's got to be built. No one questions that it's necessary. The question is between the representatives of the map through Borough and DOT as to its importance. They said that they plan to build it in 8 years, and that even if we started tomorrow, it will take at least four. We're saying start tomorrow because in 4 years, the situation will be intolerable. And the only way to do that without going upstairs and putting pressure on the governor to pull a project out of the budget and put this one in is to, through the legislative process and the open hearing, prove the point, if we can, that this is important enough to get online 2 years earlier. And that's where we are. That's the trigger.
Yeah. Through the chair, I'd like to ask you a question. Was this the one that was in the budget that was pulled out of the budget? Is that
no. This is not Pittman Road.
Mm. And then I have a question for you. What's the policy of DOT like GUM? You know, I know that you have a lot of probably new projects coming online in the budget, in the governor's budget for building roads. Is that right?
Chairman, that's correct.
So what's the policy then, like if you have these existing roads that, you know, aren't like even brought up to standard, what's the policy? You start building new roads and you have enough money for maintenance of the old roads? Or?
Mr. Chairman, I probably misunderstood the first part of your question there. First off, let me apologize, I'm Southeast Region Director, and I'm not totally familiar with all that's going on in Anchorage Bowl right now. But to the best of my knowledge and my involvement in the basic capital improvement program process, new roads, no, we're in a very strong stature of rehabilitating and saving the infrastructure that we have out there. The amount of new roads being built in the state right now is very small. There's very little of new construction on new location, new roads into new areas, and that type of stuff. We're basically trying to salvage and rebuild what we've already got.
Okay. I questioned Mr. Casey about, you know, that policy, and he said that you had $85 million worth of money for refurbishing roads. Is that right?
Mr. Chairman, I'm afraid we're off in an area I'm not familiar with as far as what the discussion that Mr. Casey had up here with the committee.
Representative Davis.
Well, I think, you know, the point has to be made that there's, what, $146 million every year for federal funds, and this is $3 million out of that $146, so that's a chunk out of the pie, you know, and a significant one. So that means that in terms of the total picture, which I'm not really sure what the total picture is, but that's one piece that comes out of someplace else. I mean, that's something we have to consider, too. The other thing, if I continue, is that I think it would be nice to get a map to show, okay, this is where our roads are, this is what we're doing, and maybe we've got that in some stack someplace, I'm not sure. But just to have a map showing the roads and what areas are being worked on, what, you know, so we can say, you know, okay, the road into Toke, that's an area that we're spinning $20 million this year, or $5 million, or two, or what? So you just sort of get a whole picture of the whole state. Or there's a road in Dillingham, or whatever. I'd like to sit down with someone at some point during the committee and just get a picture of the Department of Transportation, the budget, and just sort of see it.
I believe Chairman Cato is going to have Commissioner Casey back in here very shortly, and I believe these will be good questions to put to him. Representative Maskey.
Just before, because I'd like to move on it, but before we do it, I'd just like to ask one final question related to the terms preliminary design, and then construction. Preliminary design, how do you differentiate between preliminary design and design? I assume design means you go out to bid with the documents that you're left with. Preliminary design, I'm not too sure what you got.
Mr. Chairman, we use the term preliminary engineering fairly inclusive to include all of the facets of what we call the pre-advertising phase of the project. That's the reconnaissance, the location studies, the design, the materials investigation, the utilities negotiations, right away if it's involved. That is a broad term that we use to encompass getting ourselves in a stature where we're ready to advertise a project and open bids on it.
So, if I can, this money would get us up to the point which we could go out for advertisement on bids, roughly.
Chairman, that's the assumption we're working on right now.
Heck of a deal.
Before the chair entertains a motion, we also have Mr. Lynn and Mr. Weeks here from the department. Is there anything you gentlemen would like to say about the project? Do I have any questions of these gentlemen? Representative Booth.
Yes, to the chair, Mr. Lynn, does this fit in with your with the DOT's overall plan for construction of or reconstruction of highways? Is this particular project?
I think that the answer to that, Chair, is that this project is out in our beyond our six-year program cycle, so it's out at a point of, say, 8 years or something like that. No, we're not saying that we're proposing to the governor that he amend his budget to take out a project to put this project in. We're answering questions on the actual matter on this project.
Let me follow up. So that if we do this, the time frame won't be any different then.
If you do this and through the final negotiation process, which eventually arrives out of the total legislative governor process, if this project remains and there's not more federal money appropriated than is available, the department will proceed with the work that's identified here. So it would be accelerated.
And DOT, if I may follow up, then the DOT puts a priority on this then?
Yeah. If the legislature appropriates the money and it goes through the entire process and it comes to us as an item of work, we would then do this item of work. And we'd say that properly so, the legislature and the governor change the priorities.
Representative Phelps.
Would this be a fair statement to say, looking at the governor's budget, at least dealing with transportation, and a lot of the monies I see, which I'm not complaining, I really think is great, that it's resurfacing, reconstruction of a great portion of Alaska Highway. But would this statement be fairly accurate that the governor's policy right now is to rehab existing roads, and that's where he's putting his attentions and money and efforts and energies on, rather than building brand new roads? I mean, is that the general direction in which the administration's heading?
This year, yes, that was one of the major items. Get the existing system up to a point where it's not going to deteriorate as much. Basically, if you don't do these rehab projects, you're going to end up reconstructing the entire thing at a much higher cost.
Well, there's some reconstruction on parts of the highway and resurfacing on other parts.
Right.
And I'm not complaining about that. I just wanted to know, basically, from your understanding, what the governor's position is on the total highway network.
Position was that the existing system should be detected, brought up to the road base should be brought up to a current standard. And there's two reasons to do this. Manner. Those types of projects you can do very short lead time. So if the money's appropriated, the work will also get out at this particular point in time, and it'll be done this summer. As of this project you're looking at, even if you appropriated the entire $60 million, it wouldn't be put to use for 3 years at least. So the reconstruction project for a high, or the resurfacing rehabilitation projects for a high priority.
I have one more follow-up question, and that is, okay, let's say we appropriate this money and it becomes effective, well, it'll be effective July 1st, right? Yeah, July 1st, 83. How long from that point, I know it takes about 2-3 months to get the money from Department of Administration to DOT and then start working on the planning and engineering. When would you have the final product, meaning the design and ready to bid? How long would that take? About a year and a half, 2 years?
I think this assumes construction in the summer of, or the 80s, that's the construction season.
That's 3 years away.
Because there's, they say this is all wetland area, and they have to go through a whole permit process.
Okay.
So my assumption is that, based on that fiscal note, it'd be up to as far as 87 before the construction actually starts.
February 87.
So you're just figuring maybe about 3 years to get past the Corps engineers and the wetlands and okay, design engineering right away.
So you're looking. Representative Samansky.
I'm ready to move it. I'd like to make a motion to move the bill.
Well, see if there's any more questions first.
Well, I'd make a motion, then we can discuss it, can't we?
Sure.
Go ahead.
I make a motion, we move the bill.
Make a motion, you gotta move.
I move.
Right.
Objection. There's been objection.
Can you move the
discussion?
I move.
Yeah. Representative Booth.
You said February of 87. I doubt there will be very much construction up there in February. So you're going to extend that over to March or April, possibly. Another couple of months to even get in the ground. I would assume that would be a proper statement. Whatever. And if you're looking at wetlands, you're looking at frozen ground, not a great deal. You can't get in there and that starts to dry up a little bit. So we're not talking February, we're talking probably June.
Mr. Chairman, I believe that was ready for bid, which is then you go through your bidding process. And the only critical point really is if you get it out in time that the contractor is bidding based on the 87 construction estimates that he's using, versus being so late in the fall of that year that they're actually looking at 88 construction costs.
So we're talking even more money, buddy.
If you were so late in 87, say it was October, November that you were going out to bid, then the contractor would be thinking about all the increased costs over the winter and everything.
I remove my objection. Question.
Question. Committee substitute for House Bill 98, by the Transportation Committee. This copy here, we still have to, this was the copy that was we just received, and we still haven't got the right, legal service yet has to do the final copy, so we can't sign off of it today, but we can go ahead and decide. So
And Mr. Chairman, would you please see to it that Parks Highway is added to Palmer Wasilla Junction on Parks Highway in order to clarify that that is the junction we're talking about. If they decided to go clear into the city of Palmer, that's another 5 miles, and there's not enough money.
It'll be a Parks Highway cut.
Okay, I assume no objections to that being added to it. All in favor of moving committee substitute 98, say aye.
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 All opposed? Okay, we have moved committee substitute House Bill 98 out of committee, and its next referral is finance. Oh, okay.
That's the one.
Of course,
Are we still in the meeting?
Yes.
Can you call it back to order?
There's Skip.
Call the meeting back to order. We have Representative Herman.
I have a concern that the way the committee is going, it seems like, you know, like with my road, Barbara's road, you know, we're getting into all these new roads, and I'm really interested to find out what DOT is doing about their old roads, you know, as far as like refurbishing or, you know, in fact, even having to reconstruct. And, you know, like Mike was talking about having this map drawn up in the, you know, so we could see what's happening in all the different areas. And when DOT does come in, I'd like to, you know, if we can, as a committee, find out, you know, what their plans are for new roads and their old roads, and, you know, see what direction we can go in.
I do agree with you. Part of it is that I think that we all have to get together and sit down with Chairman Cato and discuss it, because I really don't feel it's my place to override her, as she is the standing chairman of this committee. So I agree
yeah.
with you wholeheartedly.
Now there were some, you know, projects that were in the budget, and now they're out, you know, and there's, you know, I don't know, I haven't followed through, but it doesn't seem like, you know, there's no real good reasoning.
I would like to add to that we have a new governor, and the old budget, DOT's budget, was put together under the old administration, and now you have a new governor that says, I want people working, so I want bid-ready projects, and I want them to start next summer. And so if we're going to, as legislators, let that define where the state's money gets spent rather than where the actual needs are, we're not doing our job. And I truly believe that this is the process to get the roads built, looking at them in open meetings like your road and my road, rather than just inserting it quietly into the budget. I truly believe that this is the process that we should take. But to say that DOT has to do all the planning for where the roads go, or the governor when he's elected, you know, isn't the way I'd like to see this committee go either.
Okay, I would just note with Pat Jimmy, Chairman Cato has scheduled some meetings in the very near future with an overview with Commissioner Casey, and an overview by the feds on the federal aid process. So if you have questions, that turn them into Rhonda here, and maybe we can type up a list of questions and hand them to Commissioner Casey so he can come prepared with some of the answers that we want. So he just can't say, well, I'm not prepared to answer that today. It might be another 3 weeks before we can find the answers out.
I guess to add to that, I would much prefer for us to have the forum here as to which roads get built, rather than me send letters upstairs or go up and see Emil Nadi and try and twist an arm to get something in the budget, and then there's a chit that you owe the administration. I mean, I'd just much rather do it right here. If the thing isn't any good, this is where it should fall. You know I think this committee has to take the lead. I hope
well,
that's the way the chairman feels.
I'm
representing.
Well,
but, yes, we are.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, but whatever goes to finances, obviously they're going to have different priorities and different needs.
I know.
Has something to do with what party you're in and all sorts
but
of
they're supposed to be listening to this committee when it comes to the transportation needs of the state. And I hope
which column do I sign on here?
The question I have is that it's sometimes difficult to visualize some of these and to see it. I assume the Department of Transportation over there can provide us with some visual aids in the form of some mapping. And without even Commissioner Casey here, I'd just like to have, through you as the chair, a request that we obtain some maps around here that show us what the if anything depicts what the governor's plan is. At least that's a starting point. And if we could go up there and put a little piece of tape on there that say this is what we added to it in an orange or something, I don't know, but somehow we can get a little more visual perspective on what the road project is. I could foresee us getting into other areas in the Delta Junction area and in the border area that it's going to be a little difficult to visualize them.
I agree with you, and we will make that request to the
About 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I asked Betty to do precisely what you're saying, that the next time the commission shows up, he should have the visual aids and give us an overview of what's happening with not only with our surface highway transportation, the Alaska Railroad and the Marine Highway system. And, you know, because I think I know what's going on, at least with the Alaska Highway, because I got a keen interest in that. But I too, would also like to see an overview by the committee, and Betty has agreed to that next time Casey shows up. So I don't know when that's going to be.
But one thing I'm kind of interested to see is, you know, all the railroad tracks that pass over the roads. God, I've never seen anything more horrible in my life than those things. Somebody's got to take the responsibility of making that thing like the highway. There's no reason you got to know it's a railroad track like this all along.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're going to put in these things, like in another way, is an example, they put in these sewer deals in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they sit down in there about an inch and a half, 2 inches, and every time you go through it, there goes your car, you go shocks and everything else. Seems to me that they're not paying attention enough to those necessary things that make a highway. I'm not sure they really know how to build a highway. If you look at the roads and drive on them, I think you agree with me. So there's another area that we're not in the building of roads, but God, we ought to be able to, I built enough of them, and I think I can do it, you know, feathering off on the edges and so on, they leave just big jobs.
There are other meetings that other members have to attend, so tomorrow we're going to be taking up House Bill 150, which is the repeal of fuel tax on certain water vehicles. So I'm going to call the transportation meeting to a close.
Let me just...
I think